A tough line of work. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This is Jerome Lanier.
Farming, we had to keep going. We had to go on. We had to try to get the seed, get the corn planted, get groundwork, set the bike, work in our greenhouses. Dairy people still continued to have to work. Cattle had to be worked. Hay's being cut. We just had to go on.
Tennessee farmers are still working to combat the adversity created by the COVID-19 pandemic. Buddy Bryant, farmer and president of the Robertson County Farm Bureau, touches on the way he has managed his operation during this time.
And we're all working. We're setting the tobacco, cutting our hay, got our corn planted, started in on our early beans. Again, but you can still feel a little bit of hesitation when you go to different places, crop centers or things like that. But having said that, we can't just sit back and let the country falter because, you know, we've got to move on.
Nathan Duren, a farmer in Wayne County, shares about the financial hardships stemming from a compromised supply chain and plummeting market prices for his cattle.
Not no more. It's when you're in this line of work, overnight could be the difference of finishing up or not getting done. Back earlier, the spreader truck was down and the hydraulic pump went out on it. And they had one in Illinois, couldn't go to Illinois to get it, but didn't do us no good.
Bobby Love, farmer and president of the Warren County Farm Bureau, offers a unique perspective on the issue as he owns and operates a nursery which has seen an increase in business due to more customers having to stay at home.
The nursery's been very strong. One reason, people are at home. They want to, after sitting in the house for a bit, they want to get out and do something. So they'll work in the yard, they'll plant some trees, plant some azaleas, whatnot. That's helped our industry. And building is still going on around the country pretty good. Some hot spots here and there. Of course, there's some draggy spots too. We never know what the future's going to bring on this stuff, but we always hope for the best. As far as the nursery, of course, it's all outside. There's no manufacturing plant that we have to lay people off. We're outside. Most of us are pretty healthy. We want to stay that way, though. The only way, I guess, it's affected where we eat lunch. We can't sit down at our normal place anymore and have a sandwich. Well, people are going, after a while, people are going to do something besides just sit. And so, if you can't go anywhere, you're at home, you're going to work around the house.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, this is Jerome Lanier.